Hello.
Hello, it's Mike again. I'm sorry that I was trying to call you, so hopefully we just get connected again. So we're going to be continuing with the survey today. I will do appreciate your time again, so it's okay?
Yep.
All right, thank you. So remember, now I'd like you to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, or a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. The first one, okay. Thomas Calicoats.
I don't know him.
Thank you. Next one, Democrats in Congress.
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Next one, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden?
Correct.
Very favorable.
Next one, Republicans in Congress.
What's the very bottom of the barrel? Very unfavorable.
Okay, very unfavorable. Thank you. Next one, Project 2025.
Very, very, very unfavorable.
Thank you for your answer. Next one, Donald Trump.
Goes along with 2025. Very unfavorable.
Thank you for your answer. Next one, Darren Soto.
Somewhat favorable.
Next one, Kamala Harris.
Very favorable.
Last one, Ron DeSantis.
Right there with Trump. Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Let me move forward. Is thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as a congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And if the election for presidents were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you'll vote for?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. If the election for United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie McCarthy-Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Debbie, the Democrat.
Thank you. If the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Calicoats, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Darren Soto.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is vital. Amendment to limit government interference with abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature constitutional authority to require notification to a parent of guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or not to oppose it?
Yes, to support.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. The first one, Darren Soto. He's the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who worked tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass this purchase legislation to expand health care for veterans exposed to farm pits and toxic substance. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. Next one, Colonel Thomas Calicoats is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Calicoats will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control from illegal immigrants. fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colin Califix will take his experience as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. So with that being said, if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Califix, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Republican candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Soto.
Thank you. Let me move forward in this. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? The first one, promoting traditional values in schools. Next one, making owning a home more affordable. Next one, tackling crime and improving public safety. Next one, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida. Next one, protecting Social Security and Medicare. Next one, lowering inflation and gas prices, bringing down rent prices, securing our border, improving I-4 traffic congestion on Central Florida, making healthcare affordable for working families, ending the gun violence epidemic, lowering grocery prices, or protecting reproductive freedom.
Do I have to pick one?
Just one of them. I would appreciate if you choose one of them.
Healthcare.
Okay, thank you. So that will be, just one moment, let me check real quick. Yeah, you're talking about the, hold on, the making health care more affordable for working families, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right, and which is the next most important issue, which are going to be some options. So promoting traditional values in schools, making
you don't need to read them again. I can tell you it's Social Security.
Okay, so you're saying Social Security. Just to let you know, I'm going to be reading you this again, so the way that I can that we can move forward. This is for quality purposes. I'm sorry. So
okay.
Remember, first option, promoting traditional values in a school, making owning a home more affordable, tackling crime and improving public safety, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, protecting Social Security and Medicare, lowering inflation and gas prices, bringing down rent prices, securing our borders, improving one foreign traffic congestion in Central Florida, ending the gun violence epidemic, lowering grocery prices, protecting reproductive freedom. So you are saying protecting Social Security and Medicare, correct?
That is correct.
Thank you. Now, let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it will be to vote for that candidate. Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Thomas Califix is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out-of-control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families.
And give me the options again.
Yeah.
The reason could be, for voting for him?
Mm-hmm, very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect at all on your decision?
No effect.
Thank you. Next one. Thomas Califix will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Califix will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and work to solve veteran homelessness.
Somewhat.
Someone convinced it, right?
Yeah.
Next one, Thomas Califix will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies.
Not convincing at all.
All right, no effect at all, correct?
That's correct. No effect.
Next one. Okay. Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agency in border patrol history, hiring 22,000 new border patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry.
Very convincing.
Thank you. Next one, Darren Soto helped bringing down prices for prescription drugs and cap up of pocket cuts for seniors, and he's working to lower healthcare costs for everyone.
Very convincing.
Last one, Darren Sato opposed any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her.
Very convincing.
Thank you. Let me move forward. And just to let you know, we are about 30% on ending up this survey, so I will do appreciate it more to answering more questions. So now that you have heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Galifix, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Soto.
Thank you. And now let me read some statements about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress, assuming that each of the following statements is accurate. Please tell me if this will cause you to have serious doubts about voting for the candidate, only some doubts, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and make life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that target our small business.
No effect.
Thank you. Next one. While Califix says he was a successful business owner, he and his company owe over $15 million, leading to multiple bankruptcies and multi-million dollar foreclosures.
No effect.
Thank you. Next one. Despite having a personal fortune of hundreds of million dollars, Thomas Califix continues taking Social Security and veteran paychecks while his backers fight to abolish Social Security and kid support program for veterans who are in need.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Some doubts, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Next one. Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress.
Is this, I have a lot of doubts, is that what you're saying?
That's right. If you have serious doubts, some doubts, no affect.
I have serious doubts that that's true.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Sure, it's fine. Next one. Thomas Califix blames excessive stimulus packages for record inflation, but his companies took $160,000 in PPP loans forgiven during the pandemic.
I have serious doubts that that's true.
Thank you. Last one, Thomas Califix stands with Republicans who supports government intervention in people's private health care decisions. They want to ban abortion nationwide, restrict access to IVF, and support government surveillance of pregnant women.
You're going to have to help me out because this is all going so fast. I believe that that's exactly his position. So however that translates.
Okay, I understand that. So just remember, the statements about the candidates running for the U.S. that we are, reading, we are assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, right? So you just need to confirm if you have serious doubts and doubts. And that's, again, I will do appreciate your comments as well. So you let me know about
serious doubts. Can you explain that when you're saying serious doubts? Serious doubts as to the veracity or serious doubts that that's his stance?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, serious doubts about voting for the candidate.
Oh,
right?
Serious doubts. Very serious doubts.
Okay, so on this last statement, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Let me move forward on this. Do appreciate your patience. So now that you have heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Califix, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Soto.
Thank you. What is your primary source for national and political news? Is it talk radio, your local newspaper, cable news network, El Nuevo Día, local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, Mega TV, America TV, Orlando Sentinel, internet-based news sources, social media apps or services, other, none?
This here is the Orlando Sentinel, and after that, cable news.
Okay, so you're
and
confirming.
That would,
uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you're confirming Orlando Sentinel, right?
Yes.
Okay, so thank you. Just to confirm, that's going to be your primary source for national and political news, right?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden or some other candidate?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just a few more questions for statistical purposes only, and we're going to be done. What was the last grade or degree that you completed in high school? In a school, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Associate's degree.
All right. Thank you. Just one moment.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're saying associate degree, could it be like a...
2 years of college.
Okay.
2 years of college.
Thank you. Do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
No.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or conservative in your political belief?
Moderate.
Moderate, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right, this concludes our survey for today. Thank you very much for your patience, for your time as well, and your participation, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye.